Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and thank you for joining me for the podcast today. I'm excited to speak with you about this idea of expectations. We're going to talk about expectations, how expectations affect us, and what to do with unmet expectations. Expectations are always focused on the future. You might say that expectations are a type of anticipation. They may or may not be realistic. When something is uncertain, it is what we think is most likely to happen. I'll give you an example here. Perhaps somebody expects to achieve a certain goal. Maybe they run every day, and at some point they expect to achieve a certain speed or be able to run a certain length without getting tired. Or maybe someone expects another person to do something or behave in a certain way. These are totally normal expectations that we have all the time. And some people would say, and I might be one of them, that when we have expectations of other people beyond our control, that's when we get ourselves into disappointment and trouble. But we can also have disappointment and trouble when we have expectations of the world around us, things that we cannot control but that we maybe take for granted. Another word for expectation is belief. Here's an example. Because things have been a certain way in the past, I believe they'll continue to be that way. For example, I've always been able to go down to the store and buy toilet paper with no problem. I assume it's available at the store, so I expect that I can just go to the store anytime I run out of toilet paper and buy it. Well, if you're involved in the pandemic right now, you know that's not always the case. In fact, the very first day after the pandemic was declared, I found that the entire warehouse-sized grocery store had absolutely no paper products of any kind. It was quite a shock to me. Children go to school. We expect them to go to school. For years and years, we might have had a pattern of children going off to school every day and coming home, playing with their friends, doing homework or whatever. That's another expectation people just have. And in the current world we live in, that is not an expectation that is reasonable because many people are staying home, schools are canceled, we might be doing our schooling by computer, and so forth. So expectations can be something that we just believe and take for granted for a long time, or they can be unique to a certain situation. And when they are met, they can affect us a certain way. Having the expectation at all can mean that we plan our entire life around that, or we plan our assumptions and beliefs around it about other things in life. We take it for granted and we expect our happiness to hinge on whether our expectations are or are not met. I'd like to tell a little bit of a story here about a game my sister and I used to play when we were children. My sister is 3 years older than me. As you might imagine, she was, of course, wiser during this game. And this game would involve getting out various things from the refrigerator, putting these things into little bowls, and it might be things like ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, applesauce, etc. We would maybe gather 10 to 15 different things, different flavors in this game, and one person would be in charge of choosing the tasting foods and dishing them up, and the other person would be completely blindfolded. So that first person would be saying, "Open your mouth and close your eyes and I will give you a big surprise." And then the blindfolded person would have to open their mouth. The other person would put a sample of one of the foods into their mouth. And that second person would have to guess what they were tasting. Now, if you're visualizing a couple of young kids playing this game, putting different kinds of crazy foods in each other's mouths, you might be right when you think that perhaps there was a little foul play in there occasionally. I think the actual point of this game was to abandon all expectation, to stop having an expectation of a certain flavor or a certain texture in the mouth, but to set aside expectation and just go with whatever that was so that you're open to really guessing what it is. As you might imagine, sometimes the taste was quite unexpected. Maybe it was startling because it was bitter or tart like lemon juice, or maybe it was spicy like hot sauce or salsa. Throughout this game, it was kind of like trying to set aside those expectations so there was a blank slate to figure out what was in the mouth. Some people would not like a game like this, and as I reflect back, I'm not really sure I did either. Being the younger child, I probably ended up tasting some foods I would not have chosen for myself, but it gave us the opportunity to use senses to figure something out, play a game, and try to set those expectations aside. Now, if you don't have expectations in life of situations or of other people, that would be a boring life. I think we all have expectations. In fact, it's normal. If you think about the fact that another word for expectation is belief and it's future focused, we probably have a huge amount of expectations and belief that we place on other people, ourselves, our circumstances, our environment, the world around us, and beyond, really. So expectations are completely normal, and usually we base them on some degree of fact or a reason to believe something. Like in the game I mentioned where we would be tasting different foods blindfolded, we knew what was in the fridge, so within reasonable range of things, we probably had somewhat of a palate to guess from, at least. It wasn't going to be some random, you know, dirt or something. We just did not do that to each other. We had some degree of trust, at least, that kept us in the safe zone. Expectations normally are within a realm of possibility. We have a reason to believe it's possible. So how do expectations affect us? Now, on the one side, expectations can help us get excited. They can help us ramp up towards progress, activity, action towards a goal, and so forth. Expectations can influence what happens in our lives to actually create the results we're looking for. Here's an example. If I get a job that pays money, I can reasonably expect to earn some kind of paycheck. So when I go to work every day and do the work, I can put my best effort into that and expect to get a reward. I'm going to get paid for the work I do. My children expect that I'm probably going to buy food, cook a meal, take care of their eating needs at least once a day. So I decide to do that. And if I'm not going to make a meal, I'll have things on hand that they can get for themselves and they can take care of it. At Christmas time, if a child believes in Santa Claus and thinks that they will receive a stocking full of coal for misbehavior, then they will try harder to stay off the naughty list and they'll try harder to stay on the nice list so they can get treats. If I want to save up money to go on a vacation to Hawaii and I believe that by putting money in a savings account, I will eventually collect all the money that I need to go on that trip, and I've saved it all up and I have been able to collect it all in that savings account, perhaps with a little bit of interest, I can reasonably expect to accumulate my savings there and pay for my entire Hawaii vacation at some point. With this expectation, I might even start to visualize myself going on the airplane. I might dream about sitting on the beach and seeing the palm trees. I might think about going to a luau, seeing pineapple at a buffet meal. All of those things are completely reasonable if my plan is to go to Hawaii and I've scoped it out and I'm starting to put money towards that plan and progressively I'm building up towards this trip. And when I eventually buy the ticket and go on the trip and get on the plane that says it's going to Hawaii, then I can expect that I'm going to get off the plane in Hawaii. I can probably also believe that I'm going to have some good feelings on that trip because I've been thinking about it, saving for it, and planning for it, and I'll do what I need to so I can be prepared to go on the trip and so that the good feelings will actually happen. And if something kind of goes wrong on that trip, just a little thing here and there, I'm probably going to do whatever I can to influence that result and make it the best trip that I can. So I'm going to really put the effort into making that outcome possible. So we make decisions based on what other people expect of us, what we expect of us, or we expect to have happen. In other words, we will rise to meet our own expectations. We will do those things to create the results we want, or people will rise to meet our expectations within reason. Likewise, if we don't believe somebody is very capable or very smart and we let them know, often they will underperform because they don't believe that we believe in them, and they will meet those expectations too. So higher or lower, expectations tend to be fulfilled. We can go forward looking for evidence that we expect something to happen and it is actually going to happen. So the whole time that I'm collecting my plans for Christmas time, if I'm a child, I'm looking for evidence that maybe Santa Claus exists. I'm watching other children to see, are they behaving or misbehaving? I'm watching the television to see, are there messages about naughty and nice? Do my parents talk about it? And I'm kind of looking for this evidence during childhood. One year, I thought I had it all figured out what was going on with Santa Claus. So I created a little autograph sheet and I set out this table with cookies and milk and I asked Santa Claus to sign his name so that I could know for sure who it was. And Santa Claus did sign his name. It looked suspiciously like my father's handwriting. I was pretty sure it might not actually have been Santa Claus. We look for that evidence, right? To meet our expectations or adjust our expectations. Right now, the world is in a pandemic, and it's very difficult for people to have expectations. Things that we took for granted that were expectations, now we're questioning those things. And we might be questioning our expectations of ourselves. Can we get out of bed at the same time every day? Can we be cheerful every day? Can we stay healthy? Are we going to get sick? Can we reasonably do our job at home? What can we expect of other people? Can we expect our children to behave? Can we expect our spouse to show up a certain way? Expectations are being challenged right now. And if we're not already very familiar with unmet expectations, we are becoming familiar with unmet expectations. When expectations are not met that we have reasonably built for ourselves, these lead to feelings of disappointment. We thought something was going to happen and it didn't. In my example of going to Hawaii, after saving, planning, preparing, and expecting to go to Hawaii, what would happen to my expectations if I go on that trip and the airplane lands and I get off at the airport only to figure out we are instead in Antarctica and I'm going to be there for an entire week with no way to get out except to be in Antarctica for a week until that plane comes back. Now that would be a shocking unmet expectation. And I don't think my tanning lotion and my shorts and my swimsuit are going to work in Antarctica. I'm going to think I should have expected a potential change, right? Unmet expectations naturally bring feelings of disappointment. We thought something would happen and it did not. And we mentally prepared for what we thought about, but we are left instead with a sense of loss, emptiness even, perhaps grief, due to the result we did not think about, but that we actually got instead. Now, if we were not expecting Hawaii and we went to Antarctica and we were kind of open to that possibility, we might actually still enjoy the trip. We might even be pleasantly surprised. But as with most things in life, usually we have our mind made up about a certain expectation. Now, it's been my experience and my intuition tells me that in terms of people in relationships, one of the biggest damaging things in a relationship is when we approach that relationship with expectations of how the other person should act or should think or should react, expectations about what they might think and feel, or expectations about what they will do. Whenever we bring expectations toward another person, especially if we don't share them out loud, most of the time we're going to be disappointed because we've imagined this potential reality that doesn't come to pass. Even if the person were to closely measure up or do some of what we were expecting, chances are there's no way they could please us if our expectations are in our brain and we've never brought them out to the light to share them, and especially if they're based on our own life experience and not the other person's life experience or background. We can gather all kinds of evidence to build expectations for things, but in terms of other people, it's so much better for us and so much easier to be pleased with the way other people behave and think and treat us if we bring no expectations into that situation. So I'm going to give you 5 ideas that will help you with unmet expectations or maybe even adjusting expectations, especially right now when we're faced with a pandemic that is quite devastating and difficult for everyone and even raising a bit of chaos and contention around us. The first thing is think about not just bouncing forward when an expectation is unmet, but trying on 2 or 3 different possibilities of alternative outcomes and moving on to one that looks better. We might be home a lot more. Maybe we're not working. Maybe we're working remotely from home. And there could be a better way to do something than what we have done in the past. So we might be able to kind of brainstorm a potential outcome for our current situation and move forward in that idea. Do we want to move our career online and just be there for a while? See what happens with that. There's one option is look for what we might call greener pastures or better outcomes and start taking steps one at a time towards something better. A second thing would be to reflect, look back at ourselves, look back at our situations and consider what has led up to our expectations and maybe whether we ought to question our expectations. maybe open them up to other possibilities and just really see and take a wait and see approach and live in the now the best we can, but really not expect some massive, significant thing in front of us in the future. Do the best we can in the present moment and be aware of the present moment, be aware of the people around us. A lot of people refer to this as being mindful, thinking about what's happening right now for us, both the positive and the less positive, and really reflect on what's gotten us to this point, what it means to us, deep dive into the meaning of it all for the moment. The third possibility is to think about the difference between our circle of control and everything outside of our circle of control. The things that we think and feel and do are within our control, but all the rest of it, including what the people in our family think and feel and do, is absolutely outside of our control. Even with children and spouses, we can have an influence, we can make requests, but we cannot control other people. So remembering that we're in control of many things, but not everything, can be very relaxing and relieving in terms of unmet expectations. A fourth thing is to set realistic goals and expectations from this point forward into the future. As I mentioned much earlier in this podcast, we would not be human beings if we went around with no expectations at all. We have tons of expectations that we think about for ourselves, for other people, and for situations, generally speaking. So as we set those expectations, keeping them realistic and reasonable will really help us to be satisfied with whatever comes our way and pleased with some progress, with some outcomes, and also acceptance of others. And then lastly, I think the most helpful thing, at least for me, is to think that we can accept the fact that some things are not going to happen the way we want them to, and that it's okay. Something that might feel negative, seem to hurt us, might be the very thing we need as preparation for a future time. So it just might be that right now we're living in a moment that is the perfect preparation for the next step in our life. So as number five, I would invite you to consider that possibility, that meaning can be found in the moment right now. And even with unmet expectations in the present, we can use the present time to craft this sense that maybe this can be a preparation. And we might not know what to expect yet, but sort of remain open to that and use it as a preparation for several possibilities. Once we get into that mode, it might even be kind of fun and exciting to brainstorm a lot of possibilities that could come out of this. I've heard many people saying that one of the possibilities coming out of this pandemic, where they're at home kind of secluded from other people, is that they might spend a lot less time on technology. Maybe they'll spend a lot more time outdoors. Maybe they'll spend a lot more time with other people in the future when they have that opportunity to do it again. So brainstorming those possibilities of what new reality might come out of this preparation period is another great way to handle unmet expectations. And lastly, there are emotions that come with all of these things, right? Anytime we have an expectation that is fulfilled, sometimes even better than we thought it would be, it can bring happiness, satisfaction, joy, all kinds of good positive feelings that fill us up. And likewise, when our expectations are halted, paused, cut off, or totally stifled, we can have feelings of grief, loss, despair. And it's okay to have those feelings and acknowledge that. It's okay to kind of step back and pause and just heal for a little while trying to adjust to take the next step forward. Thanks for being with me today. As you think about expectations in your own life and your current situation, I hope that you will find some help in these tips that I've shared with you. And I wish you all the best in the current situation and beyond. Here's to being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.